Take your holy book. Turn to Zechariah chapter number 4. Zechariah chapter number 4. And the Bible says, "And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked and behold a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and one the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, though that thou shalt become a plain? And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which brought the two golden pipes empty, the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for just a little bit, on small things. On small things. As we look at this, and we see in the time of Zechariah, his ministering to a discouraged people. Amen. They had begun to attempt to accomplish a difficult task, and it seemed like everything in the world was hindering them from finishing that task. Amen. It just goes to show you that when you think about quitting, when you're about ready to give up, when troubles sometimes come, we ought to consider the assurance that we have that God gives to His workers, to me and you, amen? God has that assurance for us that He's there with us, He's there to help us. He promised that He'd help us to accomplish those things that'll bring glory and honor to His most magnificent name. Amen. So we see that here, and we see that they're designing them, and they're trying to build the temple. Amen. The second temple, they're trying to build a temple, trying to get that temple built, but it seemed like all adversity is against them, and they just don't seem to be accomplishing much. So God comes along, sends His angel down, He speaks to Zechariah, and He begins to minister Zechariah, and He lets Zechariah know that God provides the power that they need. Amen. If you're ever trying to figure out how you're going to get things done, you got to realize that there's a God of heaven who has all power. You say, how do you know that, Pastor Chip? Because the Bible says He has all power in heaven and where? On earth. Amen? So it's not just that power that's in heaven, but we have power here that we have never even begun to research. We've never begun to look at it and speculate on it and see how much power we can attain from that power on high. As He ministers to us. So we see that God does provide that power. Amen? We see here in verses 1 through 6 how He begins to minister that power. And that power, you know, that oil is type of the Holy Spirit of God that comes down and ministers to the people. And we see the oil that's symbolic of the Spirit as it begins to be that, be there and to be that influence on those lives. Praise God. He alone is that giver of power. And the power that He gives us is power not to just get started, but He gives us the power to finish the work that we started. Amen? God won't get you started, not help you finish. Hello? Amen. He won't get you and save you by His marvelous grace, write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and not give you the power, praise God, and His help and the hope that we need to get to where we can get to Him. Amen. Where we can get home one day, praise God, in a little while. Amen. He gives you that power, praise God. That oil, that type of the power that God has. Amen. He alone has that power, but He's willing to minister that power to you and I so that we can finish the work that He would like us to do. And we do it for His glory. Amen. We don't do what we do to be seen of men. We do what we do that God could get glory out of our lives. That He could see, that they could not see us, but they could see Him. That we can lift up the precious name of Jesus. We can magnify Him above everything. Amen. Praise God. So we begin to see that here as He's speaking through these verses, 1 through 6, and in 11 through 14, He begins to minister that power down, and that power to oil, the power of the Holy Spirit that speaks to men's hearts and gives us that encouragement that we need. Now, there's a whole lot in here. We won't have time to dissect it tonight. You could do a study on this for a week and just look at it. But we see what He's speaking to. What He's speaking to Zechariah is that power that God has. Amen. That He's willing minister down to you and me, to all those who believe. Amen. It's time that believers really begin to believe. Praise God. Amen. We have to realize, though, tonight, we have to ask ourselves a question. Who are we depending on? Are we depending on God tonight? Are you depending on the Lord tonight? Are you depending on your own strength and your own expertise? Amen. I figured out a long time ago, Brother Bob, my expertise ain't very expert. Amen. It fizzles out on me a whole lot of time before I get to where I'd like to be. But God, praise God, His is perfect. And His that'll help us. What we ought to do is we're to ponder. Let me show you something. Look over Ephesians chapter number 3. Or to ponder Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. Something to ponder on. Listen to what he says. He said, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Think about that. Ponder on that. Unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, now watch this, that worketh in us. Amen. If you've been saved again, you've got the Holy Ghost inside you, praise God, that's willing and wanting to work in us if we'll just let Him. What do you got to do, Pastor Jeff? We got to be willing to believe on Him, to allow Him to have His right of way in our hearts. We got to begin to believe on Him so that He can begin to do those things that we need Him to do for us. Now, when you go out into the world, and you go out into the work, go out into your workplace. Amen. Especially if you deal with people in the world. Your patience are going to be tried before you get started. I mean, you'll get tried early in the day. Amen. But as children of God, praise God, He said there's something in us that makes us unique, that makes us a little bit different from everybody else that's around us. Amen. And when we begin to realize that, we begin to think on that, we can start our day out, you know, we've already have, by saying, Lord, I thank You for this good day that You give us. When we pray over our coffee, we pray over our breakfast and say, Lord, I thank You, Lord, I ask You to help me to do today, to be today that You'd have me to be and nothing less. Amen. And so we've already got a jump start on everybody else around us. You know, it would be nice if you had some co-workers or people around your family members, I pray God, to come alongside you and participate in what you're trying to do for God's glory. Do what you're trying to do with what God has put inside you. You say, well, preacher, I just don't really know if I got anything inside me or not. Well, then it's a good night to be born again. Amen. The Holy Ghost moves into you, pray God, begins to take up His abode and begins to help you. Amen. You begin to change from the inside out. What time we try to go out in the world, and we try to pretend to be something that we're not. Amen? And when you try to begin, the old fellow said, if you try to pretend to be something you're not, you'll mess up what you is. Amen? But if we realize that we've got something in us exceeding abundantly, abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power that you and I have in us through the Holy Spirit. He says, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So we know that there's a power working in, and that power works in, it's for God's glory. And we ought to be glorifying and magnifying Him every day because we're not, hey, I praise Him every day because I'm not who I used to be. Now I hope I'm not who I'm going to be, because it's a progression. Every day the Lord's working on us. Amen? And if we yield ourselves to God, it's not a small thing to yield yourself to the Lord. He begins to manifest Himself and begin to bless us, and we begin to become more like Him. Amen? What a glorious thing that is. Because one of these days when He presents us to the Father, it's just as if He's presenting Himself. And the Father said of the Son, He said, "This is My beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." Amen? Hey, I don't want to get there and have Him say anything less about Me. What about you? Amen. So we want to see if we can ponder this, because we know that God provides the power. The power comes from the throne of grace to us. Amen. Praise God. And then as God begins to provide the power, then God begins to remove the obstacles. Amen. Have you got obstacles in your life? Amen. Every one of us have all kind of obstacles in our life every day. Every day we face different obstacles that we have to face, but we don't have to face them alone. Amen. And we have to face them in faith. Amen. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because unbelief, amen. Unbelief, what it does, it takes molehills and makes them into mountains. Amen. That's what unbelief does. It takes little old molehills and makes them into mountains. Have you ever seen people that are just drama queens? They call folks drama queens. Amen. Little old bitty things happen in life and they just blow it up, blow it all out of proportion. Amen. I mean, it's just like, yeah, like a every little thing in their life, man, and they got a post on Facebook and everything about how all this is, and it's just little bitty things. Amen. But it's the small things that God will help us in if we'll let Him. Amen. Praise God. That's what He does for us. But He says here in verse number 7, He said that God takes those obstacles out of the way, and He takes those molehills that we've made into mountains, and He takes those mountains. And that could be maybe big issues that you have. You know, something's gone bad, something's gone wrong, something's going awry, something's gone in the wrong direction. You got some bad news about your health or other different things, praise God, and you begin to trust in faith and trust in the Lord and begin to call upon the Lord, praise God, as your helper, and He begins to take care of those things in those mountains, praise God, because you faith, praise God, God begins to take those mountains and turn them into plains. He levels them out. Praise the Lord. He said, "Who art thou, O great mountain?" Question mark. "Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain." Amen. He said, "You got some issues. So things ain't going the way we'd like it to." But he said, "Hey, listen, just tell Zerubbabel, just tell him." That's hard to say 10 times or 2 times fast. He says, "Hey, just tell him, praise God, that it's going to be okay. That God's going to take this mountain, He's going to make it into a plain. Praise God, it's going to be able to traverse. You're going to be able to get over it." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "He shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it." Amen. So he said he's got, hey, not only is he going to get to start the building, but he's going to be there, praise God. He's going to be there when it's finished. Amen. God ain't going to get us started on something that He won't help us to finish. Praise the Lord. Amen. The leaders, praise God. The leaders from all the faces, praise God, are facing all kinds of obstacles all around the world today. Praise the Lord. But God Almighty, He's the way that we can trust upon Him, and He makes the difference. Look over in Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 14. Look what He says. He says, "Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Amen. When you get the Father and the Son on your team, praise God, you got a winning combination. Hello? Amen? I said, when you get the Father and the Son on your team, you have a winning combination. Praise the Lord. You got the Holy Spirit living in you. You got the Father and the Son on your team. Hey, you got a winner. But listen to what he says, verse 15. He says, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them, and I, the Lord of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and a dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the sheetah tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Amen? So you see, he said, listen, he said, don't you worry about it. Praise God. The God of creation is God that's in charge. The God that's in control. The God that's there to manifest himself and help you is the same one that's helping them, is the same one that's helping us today. It's the same yesterday and forever, and he don't change. Amen? That's not a small thing tonight. Praise God. That's a big thing, praise God, when it comes to the things of God. So we see the Lord in the small thing. We see Him as He provides the power. We see that He begins to remove the obstacles. Amen? You know, ever notice when God removes obstacles out of the way, all of a sudden it's like you can see plainer. You can see clearer. Amen? Everything starts looking different. Amen? When you realize and recognize the power of God, what God has done. Amen? You know, people, sometimes our folks get sick or we get sick and it just, and that's something we don't understand and it just grabs us, it grips us, and boy, we just go into a panic, don't we? Amen? Think like when our children get sick or somebody, you know, we love or are real close to, and we just go into a panic, we pray like, oh Lord, please. God, you gotta intervene. We need some help. And then we see the mighty hand of God doing what God does best. We see Him sweeping in, and we see Him start to mend, and we see Him start to heal, and we see Him start to give good results. And all of a sudden, that darkness said, praise God, the Bible says it has to flee. And it's gone, and we're like, wondering, why in the world did we ever get so upset over this? It really wasn't much. Amen? It really wasn't much, but then, praise God, we realize that God has moved those obstacles. God has given us a clearer vision, praise God, of His goodness and His mercy and His love. Amen? Because he provides that power, because he removes the obstacles. But not only that, but God also gives the promises. He gives the promise to us that He's going to finish what He starts. Look at verse number 9. It said, in the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. Amen? He said he started this thing. He's laid the foundation. And said, God said, I'm going to help him to finish what we start. I need a lot of that. I'm terrible about it. I get started on something, I get sidetracked, and I don't ever get back to it. Amen right there, Teresa. Amen. I don't always, I've started trying to remedy that by going and starting on something and working on it till I get finished. Amen. Because if I don't, sometimes I never get back. Now, there's obstacles that come up in your life. You know, when you're working on something and you get calls or you get, you know, and you gotta stop what you're doing, you just gotta drop it, you gotta go. Amen? But you gotta go. You gotta find a time to get back to it or you'll never finish it. Amen? So they were struggling with this. They were struggling with the temple. They were struggling. He said, Zerubbabel, he laid the foundation, and God said, I'm gonna help him to finish it. He said, his hand shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. So God said, I'm going to give you the confidence, I'm going to give you the help that you need to take care of it. He says in Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 6, he said, being confident in this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You can take that to the bank tonight, youngins. The one that began a good work in you, no matter, hey, a few years ago, yesterday, last week, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, the same one that began that good work in you, praise God, is going to finish that work. Amen? That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. We ought all just take a recess, just shout a while. Amen? Because God has made us that promise, praise, just like He did Zerubbabel. He said, you have begun a work in you. He said, I'm going to finish it. He said, I got you started on a journey, praise God. I'm going to help you to get home. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, I'm counting on that. You say, well, preacher, that's all messed up. That ain't the way that works. Well, don't tell me because I don't want to know. Because as far as I can understand from the Word of God, He started me on a journey, praise God, and He's going to help me to finish my course. They'll get me where He will have me to be when it comes to the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God is a God of promises. He made us a promise. He'll keep His promise. Amen. We can trust Him. Amen. Even in the midst of opposition, all the things that's contrary to us, we can trust the Lord. We have to trust the Lord. My goodness, if you didn't trust the Lord today, all the stuff that's happening in the world, it'd scare you to death. Amen. It would scare you to death. You'd say, well, you know, we're going into World War III. Here we go. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, God's in control of all that. Amen. He is in control. He's in charge. Even in the midst of all this opposition, praise God, He still made us some promises. Amen. The temple project, it was delayed. It was delayed for several years. Amen. And they kind of just put it on the back burner. Kind of like we do our Christian life, right? Amen. We're good, solid Christians on Sunday morning, but come Monday morning, amen. We kind of put it on a back burner sometimes till Sunday morning again. And then we'll take it back up. God help us. Amen. Hey, that's not a small thing. That's a great big thing. But they put their trust in the Lord, praise God, in the midst of opposition and said that the temple had been delayed, but it hadn't been totally stopped. Amen. Because God would eventually help them to finish the temple. Amen. Said Zerubbabel had started it, and that he was going to finish it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to just determine our heart, praise God. We've started a journey for the Lord with the Lord, and the Lord's going to help us to finish it. Amen. I'm going to finish with Him because I'm not going to peter them. I said, hey, Lord has the words of eternal life, and he's nothing to go back to. Amen. All the good things lie ahead with Him. I'm just going to go with God. I'm just going to trust the Lord. Praise God. So the project had been delayed. Obstacles had came up. Opposition was in the way. But God will eventually, praise God, help them to finish the task. That task that they had set in. You say, preacher, why would God be so particular about getting us started and helping us finish? Amen. Because He wants to be there to get the glory. Amen. That's why God does that. God wants to rejoice over the work. Amen. He wants to rejoice over what He's helped us do, and we just give Him the glory and praise for it, so He gets all the glory. Praise God. Hey, I don't take credit for nothing. All that I have, all that I am, praise God, is because of God's glory and because of God's grace, because of His mercy. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he says here in the temple, now watch, look at verse number 10. He said, for who hath despised the day of small things? Now they're looking at the temple. They're looking at that temple and they're comparing it to Solomon's magnificent temple. Amen. Let's just back up one chapter to Haggai. Haggai chapter number 2, verse number 1. He said, in the seventh month and on the 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? Now he's asking a question about Solomon's temple, the magnificent temple that Solomon had built, that he had dedicated to the Lord. A magnificent, I mean a spectacular, something to behold. He said, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. He said, hey, it may look small, it may look not unique at all, but praise God, if God is in it, a little is much when God is in it. Amen. So he said, hey, this may look small. It may be small in the eyes of the people. It may be small in the eyes of men around you, praise God. But the temple project was not a small thing. Amen. Said it was something major, praise God, to behold. Amen. In the eyes of men, it's small. It wasn't as magnificent. It wasn't as unique as Solomon's was. But in the eyes of people, it was made smaller. But in the eyes of God, now watch this. In the eyes of God, praise God. It's a source of joy and rejoicing because they had built something of the Lord that God had helped them in it, praise God, and they had accomplished something that they had put aside. They didn't ever contemplate they'd ever get it finished. But God Almighty moved in. And it's a source of great joy for the people. Look what he says in verse number 10. He says, for who hath despised the day of the small thing? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. And they are the eyes of the Lord who ran to and fro through the whole earth. Amen? So he says, hey, listen, it was small in the eyes of men. It wasn't as significant as that magnificent temple that Solomon had built. But praise God, glory to his name. God Almighty had made something magnificent, and he had helped his people to accomplish their task. Zerubbabel, praise God. He had begun to build it. He had put that cornerstone, that foundation stone. Amen. So you know the story. That Zerubbabel, he's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. In that foundation stone, that cornerstone. And it's that cornerstone, praise God, that would help the finish to make the whole thing complete. Amen. You got to have a place to start. Amen. And you have that cornerstone, praise God, that foundation stone. He said, it might take you a little while longer to get to where you'd like to be, to get to the finished product. But he said, it's not a small thing, praise God, to accomplish the work that God has put in your heart to do. Amen. It may seem like what God's called you to do ain't very much. But praise God, in the eyes of God, in the eyes of man, it may not be much, but in the eyes of God, it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing when God puts on our heart, praise God, and we try to do that that's pleasing to Him. Amen. You do what you do. Paul say, you do what you do to be pleasing to God. Amen. We do what we do to be pleasing to God and not to men. Amen. And then we let the just judge be the final judge of it all. Let me give you this right quickly. Now, look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verses 3 and 4. Listen to what he says. He says, but with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. And now watch this. He says, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Look at verse number 5. He said, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsel of the hearts. Watch this. And then shall every man have praise of God. He said, God, the righteous judge, will be the final judge. He said, let him be the final judge of what we do, what we say, how we act, how we react, how we cooperate with God. And he said, then he said, every man, praise God, will find praise of God. Amen. One day we'll pull up there and God will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. So listen, what we're saying is, as he was telling Zechariah here, he said, these small things ain't really that small. These things, he said, small things are great big things when God has part of it. Amen. Well, we just focus on Him. We trust in Him, praise God. He provides the power. He removes the obstacles. Praise God. He begins to fulfill the promises that He's made. And then He begins to rejoice. God begins to rejoice over the work of His hands. Whoever thought that we'd be, that God would be rejoicing over us. Amen? Sometimes we seem so insignificant, Brother Bobby, that I'm just the least of the least. But said, one day God's going to rejoice over me, praise God, and what He's helped me accomplish. And I realize that. I can do nothing without it. Jesus told me that. And I believe Jesus, don't you? But He said that these small things ain't really that small, because God Almighty is going to see it to the end. See, the people were discouraged. They was attempting to get to accomplish something that it was difficult. And we'll run up against obstacles. We're going to have difficult days, difficult times, difficult years in this world that we live in. But praise God, we got help in the Lord, praise God. He's promised He'd be there with us. And if even in those small things, praise God, that God would be in the midst. He'd take care of us. He'd help us through it. He'd help us to accomplish that. That'll bring glory to His name. And we could just, one day, we just look back at that and say, goodness gracious, I didn't realize how I got through that. It was the help of the Lord. Amen. And God would get the glory. Amen. For what He's accomplished in our lives. And God says, hey, listen, this is who we are. This is where we're at. He said, but God is in the midst. And He said, hey, coming a time and a day in the very near future that God's going to get glory. Amen. He's going to be rejoicing over the work that He's helped us to accomplish. Amen. Praise God, we'll get to rejoice with Him in that day. So we just do those things, praise God. Do those things that are pleasing to Him. Amen. Because He's the one that really matters. And when we do those things that's pleasing to Him, one day in a little while, praise God, He'll get the glory and we'll get the rewards. Amen. One day we'll be able to have something that we can cast back at His feet, thanking Him and praising Him for the goodness that He showed forth to us. That mercy and love and tender compassion of a holy and a righteous God. Amen. Praise His holy name.